flash card.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rockin' and reeling, your host Brian.
Cleveland on
the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Mixtape. Mixtape.
Hey, once, I don't think there's anything going through my headphones. Okay. Is there anything going through my headphones?
Okay, there is now.
All right.
Welcome to another edition of the mixtape from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, your weekly dose of 100% new Canadian music, again coming from the UNB St. John campus on the beautiful Tucker Park affair happening over here. Again, Local 107.3 FM and localfm.ca on your Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. and then rebroadcast both on this station and all across the nation. Thanks to our many fine airing partners and the fine service provided by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and their Community Radio Exchange, where this show and shows like it and very much not like it at all are available for free syndication to fantastic community radio partners, both online and on the airwaves all across Canada and beyond, including a fine partnership with some community stations in New Zealand. So hello to you wherever you might be listening, and sit back, relax, and enjoy 60 minutes of great new Canadian music, mostly released within the last 6 months or so. That was a track called So Far Gone, kicking off our show from Walrus from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They have a brand new record out, and you should definitely go and pick it up. It is called Family Hangover. It comes out on Matic Records. Again, this is the mixtape, and we're going to keep it rolling here with lots of great new Canadian tunes. Another really great record that came out locally, an expat from St. John. He still very much represents St. John and calls himself a St. Johner, but he's been living in Halifax in different locations over the last several years. He just came through. It is David R. Elliott. He has a brand new record out called Strawberry Grass, and we're going to play the lead track from this one going into our next set. Probably hear a tune or two from this one before we come back. This is a track called I'm Not Him. Again, that is by David R. Elliott.
Traveling long, his hands like to drag me down, his eyes are
are black and blue. His heart is blue and gray, and he waits, and I'm not him. Traveling on. Us kids are gonna drag you down. With your casual smile, tugging at my coat, why would you let me in to turn around and go? With a casual goodbye, heavy in my throat, I think you let me in just to kiss me when you go. But don't worry about that, I'll be on alright. You're slick but you're just talk, and you're just standing in my mind. Don't worry about, I'll be on alright if you don't mind. With your casual eyes, keeping you afloat, now why would you say goodbye if you don't want to go? But don't worry about that, you'll be on alright. Slick, but you just talk, and you're just standing in my line. Don't worry about that, you'll be on alright if you don't mind. On the edge of Old St. John, and if I make my way through Fredericton or Moncton and move on, I find my way through the covered bridges, old dirt roads and radio stations, to crawl on over McKay, see my baby again if she'll meet me back on the East Coast. Sitting staring sideways on a bench down at the point, I take my hands off the bottle and my mouth off the joint, and I find my way through old coffee shops, record stores and lonesome docks, to peek on into the day, see my baby again if she'll meet me back on the East Coast. Coming home, honey, you ain't fooling nobody. I know you're coming home, back to the East Coast.
From St. John, New Brunswick and Halifax, Nova Scotia, depending on the timeline, that is David R. Elliott and his new record, Strawberry Grass, just released a little under a month ago in late June, and that was the first three tracks from that brand new record. You heard I'm Not Him, On All Right, and Back East. Way back at the beginning of the show, we heard from Walrus, also from Halifax, so why don't we keep on rolling through Halifax here with another great new release from Not You. They have a new EP, their debut EP out, called Misty. But while it's a debut for this project, there's folks on this group involved in many well-known independent rock and roll bands from Halifax and beyond, including Dog Day and many more. It is on Fun Dog Records, and we're going to hear a track from them called Mabel and LL. Don't go anywhere. Again, you're tuned in to the mixtape. Come at you live from Local 107.3 FM. and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and our many fine airing partners in communities all across Canada. Keep it locked to the station wherever you might be listening, and we'll be talking to the Fundy Fringe Festival's director later on in the show in about 15 minutes or so. Or last couple of weeks, we've been telling you about some pretty exciting events happening in St. John this August, and it is even more jam-packed than you can possibly believe. We've been talking to the Quality Block Party over the last few weeks, as well as the Third Space crew, who are working on their third edition of Third Shift, and there's so many other things happening, and that includes the fifth annual Fundy Fringe Festival. You're going to want to learn all about it because it's a pretty exciting event happening in St. John. And if you're listening elsewhere across Canada, there are so many other fringe festivals that you can find out information on as well. So I'll give you a little bit of a sense what you can find and what you can expect at Fringe. But until then, here is Not You with Mabel.
We'll be right back. Holland Valley pub, this spits. Gonna be a rager, I know, but it's on an island. Oh no, oh, oh. Babe, I'm too messed up to be in this canoe. Babe, I am too messed up to be in this canoe with you. Canoe with you. I see lights, party lights. Maybe they real, maybe in my mind. Glad I sat in the front so I could smoke. Don't think that I could handle the J-stroke. Gonna be a rager, I know, but it's on an island. Oh no, too messed up to be in this canoe. Babe, I am too messed up to be in this canoe with you. Canoe with you. Child's life jacket, I made a mistake. Took a child's life jacket, it won't support my weight. Get me to the party, make your J-stroke true. Cause I don't wanna have to doggy paddle with you. It's on an island, oh no, gonna be a rager this side, no. Too messed up to be in this canoe. Babe, I am too messed up to be in this canoe with you. Canoe with you. Canoe with you.
From his most recent release, Gremlins 3, that was Hamilton's own B.A. Johnson with a track called Too Messed Up to Be in This Canoe. And we also heard a track from Jaguar Knight from St. John with a track called Merry Man, a couple of tracks from Halifax's Not You, Mabel, NLL, the first two tracks from their debut EP, which was just released, called Misty. Again, you're tuned in to the mixtape with your full 60 minutes of great new Canadian music, but we are taking a fine break from the music this week, as we have over the last couple of weeks, having the pleasure to talk about lots of great arts and culture events happening in St. John. Whether you choose to or want to believe it or not, August is just around the corner. A pretty exciting month, but also it means that summer might be coming to an end for some of you. It is the month of most summer vacations, but it's quickly becoming the time to stick around in St. John. Take your vacation, but make it a staycation. And there's at least four or five major signature events now happening over a pretty jam-packed arts and culture period here in this city, especially in Uptown St. John. As we mentioned, we've chatted with folks from the Quality Block Party and Third Space over the last couple of weeks. We've talked about St. John Pride and Area 506, and now taking place from August the 21st to the 26th, full Great Week 2017, Fundy Fringe Festival is celebrating its fifth anniversary this year, and Local FM's been ecstatically a sponsor pretty much from the beginning. Proud to host the Fringe Power show, which also became In Bed with Tim Turnell, which is coming back to the station very, very soon. And we're pretty happy to be joined today by the festival director, Sarah Rankin. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I'm pretty excited for Fringe coming up. It's about a month away here as we're chatting. We'll give folks a little bit of a sense of what a Fringe festival is. I'll try my best. You can fill in the blanks.
Sure.
Again, this is a syndicated show happening all across Canada, but Fringe festivals happen all across the world. And this is just the great one happening in St. John. So Fringe festivals are unjuried festivals, and they're uncensored. They're accessible to audiences and artists, and they return 100% of the ticket prices to participating artists. And you have the chance to experience a really wide range of shows. There's comedy, dance, music, short plays, improv, like literally kind of everything that you can imagine hitting the stage has or might hit the stage. Yep. Here in St. John. Can you tell us a little bit about this year's lineup?
This year's lineup, it's so cool because we seem to get more and more local applicants every single year, and I'm always blown away by the talent that we just have within St. John. It's insane. And the fact that they are eager to produce their own work, and really the Fringe is the avenue for that. There isn't any other avenue for them to produce this work, really, because, you know, if you want to be a part of any other major theater festival, there's massive fees attached to it. There's juries that look at your application and they kind of set you on a benchmark of what's art and what's not art, and, you know, what's good art versus their so-called, you know, binary not good art. And so Fringe really just kind of destroys all of that notion of, you know, what is art, and just lets people have a chance to, you know, throw stuff at the wall, see if it sticks. And if it doesn't stick, well, they've got four more chances that week to throw it against the wall again and see if it sticks then. And, you know, it's a workshop of plays at the same time. People are trying things that they're, you know, just working on. And we're part of a big circuit of other Fringe festivals, like you mentioned. There's about 30 within Canada alone. And there's over 200 in the world alone. And so, you know, there's us, and then people hop over to the Halifax Fringe for a while, or, you know, they started at the Toronto Fringe and then they went to Winnipeg and now they're coming east, and they just do these little tours. And it's so cool to see that. And hopefully some of our local artists will start, you know, stretching their wings too and saying, you know what, I'm not just going to bring it to Fundy Fringe. I'm going to bring it to Halifax. I'm going to bring it to Island Fringe. I'm going to bring it to, you know, wherever they can find another Fringe festival, because it really is the pathway for them.
Yeah, and so as you kind of mentioned, it's almost in style a little bit of an open mic, but probably for people that are a bit more seasoned. You know, it's pretty rare that you're going to see someone literally just throwing things at a wall. You know, you have to have a little bit of guts and in preparation and everything. But
well, yeah.
But it is, you know, it can be pretty free form. You're certainly, there's lots of chances to be seeing things for the first time. There's opportunities to see people learning and growing, and
yeah,
some pretty experimental and interesting styles of things. I've heard you talk too as well, and people often say when they're talking about Fringe that they would often go see things that they would never ever have any think that they would have any interest in, and just said, you know what, it's $10.
Exactly.
or if you're buying a pass cheaper than that, why not just, you know, give up the 30 to 60 minutes of my time and see something really outside of my wheelhouse.
It's high risk and low risk at the same time.
Right.
Because it's low risk because it's $10 to get into a show, or you can do the festival pass, 8 shows for $60, which is an insane deal. And it's shareable too, so you can bring friends in. I tell people you can buy one pass and bring 8 people to one show on the one pass. It's
right.
Crazy. But at the same time, it's also a little bit high risk because these artists are putting themselves on the line with their work. They're putting themselves out there for potentially, you know, a handful of people or potentially a full house. And at the same time, it's a risk for the audience because they don't know what's going to be on that stage. And it's a risk for us too as a festival, because
Right. People
will say, well, what show are you really excited for in this lineup? I'm like, I don't know, because some of them, I don't know what they're bringing to the table yet. Like, I have their little bio and I have their little description and I see the pictures and things like that. But you don't really know what the show is until they get up on that stage at the festival or at the preview night on the 21st. That's the first time I really see what they do.
Right.
So, I mean, that preview night is really essential for people. If they're not sure what they want to see, if they have no idea what's going on, they need to come out to the preview night on August 21st, 9 o'clock, at the St. John Theatre Company and get to meet the lineup, talk to the artist, you know, buy them a drink because they're poor. Most of them, because they're hopping around the country, backpacking, hitchhiking, whatever they might do to get from fringe to fringe. And yeah, that's the best time to see it. And we're actually also extending that preview into the rest of the week as well. We formed a really good partnership with the St. John Public Library, and they're actually going to host noontime previews on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the festival. So
that's great.
If you missed the preview night, you can still catch them at the library.
Yeah, and I mean, I can speak to personal experience that sometimes you look at the schedule and say, these are the exact shows I'm going to see. These are the ones I really want to see. And sometimes I just go to a show because it was on when I had free time.
Yeah,
you know,
I've done that too.
That's like, what is on? I'm available at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. What am I going to go see? So the lineup's been chosen.
Yes.
And when we talk about Unjuring, this is, it couldn't be more simpler than it is, you know, the
air quotes,
literally, is it literally from a hat?
It is a literal hat.
You're literally using a hat. So
because our office is based at the St. John Theatre Company. So whenever we do the lottery, I just run into our costume room and I grab whatever fanciest hat I can find there. So sometimes we have a beaver fur top hat that I'll grab, or, you know, there's, you know, random things in there. So we grab that and we do 3 different lotteries. One that's just for our local St. John artists, one that's for national artists, so anybody from Canada, that's not from St. John, and then an international lottery for the people that apply to us from, you know, all over the world.
Right.
And yeah, we literally draw the names out of a hat, and it is the most anxiety-ridden day for me because you see the list of people, and sure, some of them are what I call repeat offenders, so they come back to the Fringe every single year, and I love them for it. Some of them are friends of mine that are just trying something new, and some of them are people I have no clue who they are, and my poor fingernails are just shredded to bits because I'm waiting for those names to come out of the hats. My hands shake, and you know, it always works out. It always for sure seems to just work out somehow, and I don't know how that happens because it is a lottery. And yet I look at my lineup this year and they're so diverse, not mm-hmm only in their genres, but also like culturally and background wise. It's so cool to see. And that's one of the things for the Canadian Association of Fringe Festivals that we belong to. One of our mandates is diversity. And how do we include diversity in the arts without it being, you know, a white man's game kind of thing, which theater, unfortunately, traditionally has kind of become. It's become the avenue of the white person. And, you know, I look at my lineup this year and I'm like, yeah, not too white this year, so that's really cool. You know, a lot of really strong female performers, a lot of that's strong awesome you know, different ethnicities coming to the table. We have Noelle Doucette, who does her beautiful maritime tribal belly dancing group, and we have Tabraise and Robin, who are doing a mentalism show, and it's just so good to see these artists step up and want to create something and create it with us.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit? So it's 5 years. 5 years is huge. And you can speak to your own experience. I'm really curious to know kind of what is the main difference between when you started and so many unknowns and, you know, now. Because I think often 5 years, when you get to 5, 6, 7 years, that's when you feel like things start to become a little safer, a little more solid. Some of the things that you wanted to do, they just kind of, they fall in place because it's kind of, some of the things become old hat and natural and you know yeah what to do. And then maybe when you get to say 10 years, that's when you start throwing even crazier things at the wall. But yeah, what's been your experience? What's the difference between today, mid-July 2017, getting ready for the fifth annual Fringe, and 2012 with so many unknowns and you know, what's been the growth over the last few years?
Well, it's just like you said, I was kind of sitting in my office last week and I was looking over at our summer students and they're working away on stuff, and I'm looking at, you know, what I need to get done, and I'm thinking to myself, like, my gosh, we're ahead of the game this year. Like, program information is coming in really fast and smooth, the word's getting out really fast and smooth this year, and I'm just like, so, you know, we have found that jive, we have found our rhythm, so to speak. And so now that we've found our rhythm, you know, there's a big difference between growing a festival in size and growing a festival in strength. And for us, it's not about growing in size right now. You know, maybe year 10, we'll talk about growing in size. But for now, it's just about growing our strengths. And what are the strengths of the Fundy Fringe? Well, our strengths are our artists, especially our local artists. Our strengths are our partnerships that we form within the community. And so just working on growing those and you know, getting our festival to a point where, you know, yeah, it's only 20 acts compared to some of those larger festivals like Montreal and Toronto and Edmonton and Winnipeg that have 150. You know, could we get to 150? I don't know. St. John's a pretty small city by comparison, but could we get up to maybe a 30 or a 50? Sure. And that would put us on par with, you know, fringes like in Ottawa and London and Halifax, which is kind of cool to think that we could attain that eventually. But for now, we're good with growing the strength and not the size. But yeah, I'm kind of looking around and thinking, why is everything going so smoothly this year? It's like, oh, right. Yeah. I've been doing this for 5 years. That's right. Why. And I do think back to that first year when it was, and I wasn't even festival director in that first year. I was a venue captain volunteering my time, and Sandra Bell and Pauline Cronin were running the ship at that time. And, it's just so cool to think that we've gone from, you know, this little tiny fringe that had 15 acts, and that was really it. We just did the 15 shows. We didn't have any evening stuff going on, and it was just, you know, it was easy. It was smooth and easy, and it kind of worked out. And then the next year it was, okay, I became festival director and okay, we do the 15 shows. We're not going to fuss with that. I'm not going to go crazy there, but add a few things in the evening and the preview night and let's do this. And then the next year it was, okay, well, let's increase to 20 acts and let's add some workshops in there. And then last year, okay, let's expand our workshops and keep the 20 acts. Same this year, keep the 20 acts, but the evening events are expanding. The workshops are expanding. Our preview stuff is expanding and it's all coming together quite smoothly. Knock on wood.
Yeah, no, and it seems that, you know, even from the very beginning, you know, and you look at some of these other events and there seems to be a real clamoring for different arts and culture events in St. John's. And the audiences have really responded, at least from my vantage point, seeing Fringe and Third Shift, yeah, and the, you know, all these different festivals. And they often say, like, you know, you build it and they will come. And
yeah,
and it just takes a few people to say, I really want X to exist, and the people will come out and support it. And there's been some pretty amazing artists. And yeah, lots of growth opportunities. You talked a little bit about kind of the sizes of the different fringes and that there's the Canadian Association, the World Association. So the World Fringe Day just happened.
Yeah, that was insane.
Is the culture of fringe as a whole seem to be growing? I mean, to us here in St. John, it's a relatively new concept for a lot of people, but it seems like it's kind of growing as a whole.
It is, yeah. I think, you know, typical East Coast of Canada, we're a little bit later to the ball game than the rest of the country is on this. I mean, you look at Edmonton and Winnipeg fringes and they've been going for, you know, 30 plus years and they're huge and they've got a huge amount of support behind them. And that's still something that I think, you know, Fun Day Fringe is something that we're working on, is how do we still get the word out to the local audience? Because I still run into people in St. John who say, what's a fringe? And that's all fine and good, because I understand that not everybody is an artsy person. But I think that's the thing that sets us apart in the art scene in St. John, is that we do have something for everybody. You know, it's not just one type of art. If you're not into traditional theater fare, that's fine and good. Go check out a dance show instead. Well, maybe dance. Go check out a music show. Go check out some comedy. There is everything on the fringe, literally. And anything can get in. That's the thing too, right? Because like you said, it's a lottery. So if people want to try their own stuff, say, well, I don't like doing that, I like this, I say, come to the table.
Right.
If that's what you like to do, bring that to us, apply for the lottery next year and put that in our lineup.
It's the same thing I say. They say, you guys should do this. No, you should.
Yeah. Why do I have to do it? You do it. You want it so bad.
So the support network must be pretty good amongst all the other fringe. Like, there must have been some good help there, from especially from like Halifax and more local to St. John.
Yeah, we have formed some really wonderful partnerships, especially with the Halifax Fringe. Leanne Poole runs the Halifax Fringe, and she's a powerhouse. And I mean, she's been fringing a lot longer than I have, and it's good to kind of pick her brain every now and then. And I also sit on the executive too for the Canadian Association of Fringe Festivals. So once a month I kind of get to powwow with, you know, Toronto Fringe and the Indianapolis Fringe, because we do have US members in the Canadian Association. you know, Winnipeg Fringe. And I, you know, those opportunities to sit down and talk with those other festival directors and be like, well, what are you doing? And there's things that they look at Fundy too, and they say, that's cool, I want to do that in my festival. So that's right. Always a, you know, kind of perks me up when I find out that a big old festival in Toronto sees things that we're doing that are like, ooh, we should try that. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes being new and fresh and slightly lower risk, you can kind of do some more out there things that maybe some of the more established festivals would be a little scared to take on at times, probably.
Well, because we are smaller in size. Yeah. It's, you know, we can do things for artists that Winnipeg maybe or Edmonton or Toronto really can't, because they've got so many artists. Like, I get to know every single one of those artists in the lineup by name, where they're from, what, you know, what makes them tick and what makes them, you know, the artists that they are. Whereas in the larger festivals, you kind of get lost sometimes, and
right,
you may just be, you're just another show, right? Whereas at Fundy Fringe, it becomes this huge family. I had And actually, the very, very first year, I had an artist tell me that they said Fundy Fringe is like a summer camp, but with a lot of booze. Right. And I was like, you know what? You're kind of right. It's a week long. Everybody's, you know, you're in the trenches together. And
new friends, old new friends.
Old friends. And some alcohol rolled in there to get those familial connections fostered.
And the brand just as a whole amongst artists seems to be growing too, because there seems to be more and more artists from outside of St. John's, some pretty like surprisingly distant locations for artists to be applying for as well over the last couple years.
And I often wonder, like, how did you find out about us? You know, and sometimes it's because they're already in the fringe circuit, and so they're just paying attention to that. They're paying attention to what are the fringe festivals around that I can apply to. And so we've had artists come over from England before, and we've had this year we've got an artist coming to us from Missouri, another one coming from San Francisco. Yeah, a lot of times it's just they go right to that CAF website and they say, what are the fringe festivals that are occurring in this time slot that I can apply for? And they apply for them, and whatever ones they get into, that's their tour.
Right.
And they hop around and they do their thing.
Figure it out.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited for this year because we have an artist coming to us from San Francisco, which at first glance you might think, well, how do they find out about us? But it's actually the woman who's coming up. She runs the San Francisco Fringe.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine, Christina Aguello. She's going to be doing a one-woman show at the Imperial Theater, actually. And I'm just so pumped that she gets to come down, and hopefully I'll get to pick her brain and she'll get to see what Fundy Fringe is all about. And, you know, who knows, maybe she'll walk away from it with some ideas for her fringe, and I'm sure I'll walk away from it with ideas for Fundy as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that fringe movement, it is growing. I think it's gaining attention really quickly because it's being seen as a valid form of art now. This year actually was the very first time that fringes were recognized by the Canadian Council of Arts as an actual festival, a genre, and we are now able to get funding from them.
Great.
So yeah. That was massive for us that the Canada Council finally, because for the longest time they would not recognize us or give us funding because there was no guaranteed income for the artist, which isn't true. Yes, the box office does go to the artist, and there is always the risk that no one's going to show up for your show. Mm-hmm. That is an ultimate risk. But it doesn't happen. It's a very rare situation where there's just nobody in your audience. And if there's nobody in your audience, then that's a problem that needs to be addressed, and addressed quickly by not only the artist but the festival and that kind of stuff, getting it amped up a little more. But yeah, the fact that we're now recognized by that, and it's such a cool thing to see. And we're an established organization as a unit across Canada. We're an established organization now across the world too, through the World Fringe Network. We had the third Fringe World Congress in Montreal last November. It's incredible. It is growing. It is becoming more prominent. It's becoming more part of the language of arts, I think. Mm.
And it's on lots of people's calendars. And if it's not on your calendar this year, it's happening the 21st to the 26th. That's the full week there in late August 2017. There's tons of artists to check out. There's a lot of information already online and more information to come very soon. That is fundyfringefestival.com. And check out the schedule when it's all out there. Get a physical copy. Circle your favorites. Or just randomly hop into some. I would highly, highly recommend getting a fringe pass. It's literally the cheapest way to go see shows. And also, when you get those passes, either, like you say, you can share them with friends if you have punches running out. But also, sometimes it just forces me to be like, oh, I better go use these punches. And I see some of the most random shows and often the most interesting and best shows. So, you know, step outside of your comfort zone. The artists are, and hopefully the audiences will too. And as you mentioned, there's rarely ever an empty audience. In fact, most often I'm finding that I am one of the last people coming through the door. Those shows get full fast.
They do.
Especially some of the really popular shows in some of the smaller venues. So get there early and support the arts. And thanks so much for coming on the show today, Sarah. It's been a pleasure to learn about what's happening this year for Fundy Fringe. And I can't wait to find out what my favorite shows will be this year.
Well, thanks for having me.
So we're going to play something on the show that I probably thought I wouldn't ever say before. Fred Penner, of all people, has a new album out called Hear the Music. Who of our age wouldn't be excited about that? He's been playing lots of the festivals and things lately, and so of course he's been collaborating with some of them. This album features such folks as Ron Sexsmith, Tara Lightfoot, The Good Lovelies, and so many more. It just came out a couple of months ago. It also has Baji Bala and tons of other artists. We're going to hear a track here on the mixtape called Humility, and then we'll be back shortly after that to close out this week's edition of the mixtape. Here is Humility by Fred Penner.
You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. Every morning you look in the mirror. Who is that person you see? Someone bossy or shy. Someone with humility. You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. Growing up isn't easy, it's true. Let me take you by the hand. There are things you shouldn't do, and in time you'll understand. When someone hurts your feelings and you feel you want to cry, well, don't go and do the same thing to some other girl or guy. Some other girl or guy. You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. Be proud of all you've got. Be proud of all you've got.
That was Fred Penner featuring Tara Lightfoot and The Good Lovelies from his newest record, Hear the Music, right here on the mixtape. Through the rest of the show today, we've heard from Walrus, David R. Elliott, Not You, Jaguar Knight, B.A. Johnson, and that's the whole slate for you there. But we also had the great pleasure of chatting about the Fundy Fringe Festival, which is again happening in St. John from August 21st to 26th. 2017. As we're coming at you live from Local 107.3 FM, it is July 18th on your Tuesday morning during our live broadcast slot that you can also find at localfm.ca every week from 9 to 10 a.m. But then we are rebroadcast across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and RadioForAll.net and our fine airing partners all across Canada. And we hope to do it all again in about a week's time. Again, thanks to Sarah Rankin for hopping on the show this week, telling us all about the 5th annual Fringe. And be sure to go and get all that information and so much more at FundyFringeFestival.com. They also have their headquarters at the St. John Theatre Company, which kind of comes along closer to the festival. So lots of places to find information and more, and we'll be sure to talk about it more on this program in the future as well. We're going to close out the show here with a Montreal-based artist called Toddler. Put out a release in late 2016 called Girls on My Mind, and they're coming to St. John in early September, so we'll have that to look forward to. We've played this on the show in the past, but not this track, and not recently. This is the lead track. It will close out our show today. It's a track called Restless.
Look around the room, I'm in search of something new. I check my messages, it's not got time to get back to. My mind's all over the place, find it hard to concentrate. Change a subject while in thought, you asked a question I forgot. What were we talking about? Can't remember, got out into the waste bin of my mind. Nothing certain all the time. Flash of lightning in the pen, over me forever. What I need that I can use, by ever passing moves, restless, restless, restless. Never happy where I am, somewhere better close at hand, somewhere near never. Figment of my mind, always hungry all the time, longing for that something more, dissatisfied, restless, restless. Too many choices, don't wanna lose. Where to begin? Gotta get it right. How can I choose? Choices, don't wanna lose. Where to begin? Gotta get it right. How can I choose?